ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל, אני נמצא כאן עם ג'וש כרגיל. How are you, Josh?
I'm wonderful, Ariel. How are you?
Good, good. Doing great. Looking forward to the weekend and the חגים. We always say בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. What other languages do we teach?
We teach Arabic, Hebrew, Italian, French, Chinese?
No.
We had a Chinese teacher.
We're working on Chinese.
We're working on that.
Okay. But and we got Spanish.
And French.
And French and Arabic.
And Arabic, yeah.
You speak that. Arabic.
Shwaya.
Shwaya, shwaya. Okay. So today's topic is an interesting topic. It's a fun topic.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about famous entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
What is an entrepreneur?
It's a difficult word to pronounce. Entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneur. What is an entrepreneur?
Entrepreneurs is basically a businessman, a person who is a sakim. Okay. That's probably the simple way to describe it. How would you describe it, an entrepreneur?
So if I was going to describe an entrepreneur, I would say it is someone who takes the initiative and is independent, maybe, most likely, and is innovative and wants to be in control.
Wants to be in control.
Yeah.
I think it stems from, I think the fact of being in control doesn't play a part here because he's in control to a certain point.
Yeah.
Because he has thousands of people running the operation.
But he has an idea.
He has an idea, yeah. He's the innovator of the idea. So
yeah.
An entrepreneur would be somebody who's an innovator, the main innovator. He's the guy with the idea. He's the one who wants to, and the idea, how to execute the idea.
Exactly.
Okay. So how do we say innovation in Hebrew? חדשנות.
חדשנות.
הוא בן אדם שבא עם הרעיון, עם החדשנות, ואיך לבצע את הרעיון. Okay, and how to bring it in and how to innovate and take the world forward.
How to execute.
How to execute. Take into account, it feels, and מרגיש היום, feels that the world is on fire right now.
Yeah.
In terms of the innovation that's becoming along. Okay, yeah. And things that they're talking about. שאנחנו נדבר על זה היום. העולם מרגיש היום כמו כדור אש. מבחינת ההתקדמות, הטכנולוגיה, אף פעם לא היה התקדמות טכנולוגית בקצב שאנחנו נמצאים היום, it's actually getting pretty frightening. אז עכשיו, לפני בעצם, ב-30 לספטמבר, last week, אילון מאסק, שזה הבעלים של טסלה ו-SpaceX, בעצם השיקו, they launched the Tesla bot, Optimus, they released a version of one of the bots, which is supposed to be the main,
it's a robot or an AI?
It's a robot, which is a human-sized robot. Okay, it's a full length. It's about 1.7, 1.8 meters. It's pretty tall. Okay, and it can wave, it can move, and it can pick up things. Apparently, what it can do today is carry up to 60 kilograms. Okay, so imagine you're going to the store, to the chanut, groceries, לקנות מוצרים. But יכול לסחוב עד 60 kilograms, בעצם, and it can walk or move at a pace at about 5 miles per hour. So it's about 7-10 kilometers per hour. It's pretty much a running pace. Okay, quick walk.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the next phase that they're planning for it is about some things you can wash, cooking.
You can cook.
You can cook. It can clean. It can do any sort of dangerous job they have planned. It can work on the supply chain, on the supply lines. So the reason they want to bring this bot in is because to eliminate any sort of chores. What is it, chores?
Chores?
Chores. You call it chores. I'll say chores.
Chores.
What
chores,
is chores?
Matalot.
Matalot. Rotsi kome matalot shem bizbuzman neto for you. So you got to come home today. You're probably going to make yourself some food.
Yeah.
You got to clean up the house a bit. Imagine those chores are gone. So you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. If you want to learn, you want to chill, you want to listen to music, play guitar.
Interesting.
And also, this robot will be able to handle a relationship. Okay, meaning develop like sort of emotions.
Well,
really.
This is scary.
Be a friend. Be a friend. The AI develops on its own. They got it that it can develop. You can mold it into like, you know, it can be a friend for you.
That's very cool.
And the next phase, this is the interesting part, is it the planning on down the line for the robot to be able to have like a intercourse okay, to be have an intimate relationship. Yeah.
I'm launching this here. I don't know if our listeners know what that is. What is intercourse?
Okay, so basically it is to have an intimate relationship. That's the next phase. I know it sounds funny, but this is where the world, it sounds funny to us now, but this is where the world is going right now. And they're talking about a mechir ladavar hazeh. Ze berech yarbe pachot miyoto. Less, much less than a car, but they're talking about still a pretty expensive price, which is about $20,000.
Wow.
Okay, but you can have all your chores taken care of. You can have a friend at home and or a relationship with your bot. And it's so when I'm talking to you about the world is on fire, innovation, Zemafrid, right? If you imagine people walking around with their bots, you know, you send your bot on a mission, go deliver this, go do this. You know, it's next level technology already. It's life changing significantly. It's like the next big thing. And Elon Musk is pretty certain this is coming.
Yeah. But I just don't know. I think I'm against this because I just think that honestly, it's the chores that give us character. I think that people that do chores a lot develop character.
For sure.
Mazel Murphy will be great.
Character is Ofi, Ofi.
Ofi.
For sure. But you still have to do stuff that you don't like. You
know, yeah, but I think that it's humanity is always, I mean.
They want to improve quality of life. They want to make life more efficient. They want to take away their odd jobs, the dangerous jobs. They want to, you know, and apparently. You know, when he was discussed whether people will lose jobs, become poorer, he's saying that no, this will actually spark the economy in different ways because people, there'll be other things that people could do which will be more proactive for the economy than cleaning at home.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be giving stuff to do, maybe clean the street, right? So it'll be a little more proactive towards the environment. So I'm sure they'll find ways. Eventually the bots will rule.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, so that's just an interesting one. But let's talk about some other companies that we have in line today.
Apple,
which is a big one. Let's talk about some fun facts. The big competitor of Apple is Samsung. כשהייתה חברה קטנה, היא מכרה, so we're talking about past simple. Tense, past simple, past tense, זמן עבר פשוט. איך אני אומר sell, זמן עבר פשוט?
אז זה יוצא דופן. אז אנחנו לא הוסיפים ED בסוף.
אנחנו לא אומרים sold.
Sold, אנחנו גרומים, אנחנו שונים את ה-E להיות O.
אוקיי.
הוסיפים D ויורדים אחד מה-L, אז אומרים sold.
Sold, groceries and noodles.
Did Samsung actually sell groceries and noodles?
Apparently they did. Wow. We had to Google this before. היינו צריכים לבדוק את זה עם דוקטור גוגל.
כן.
ואכן הם היו מוכרים פעם noodles, והיום הם מוכרים את הטלפונים הפליפים החמודים האלה.
כן.
And they come a long way. Okay, now, if we talk about Lamborghini, okay, there was actually a human called Ferruccio Lamborghini. I hope I pronounced his name right. Ferruccio.
That sounds very Italian.
Okay, so Ferruccio, it sounds similar to Ferrari, but Ferruccio Lamborghini, he started off with tractors and not actually luxury cars. He didn't start developing luxury cars. He started off with making millions and millions of tractors.
What are tractors? Tractor. For agriculture.
Agriculture or building, you know, or...
For construction,
okay. I'm sure. Okay. And where were you when the first iPhone was launched? Do you remember it?
I think I was around 10 years old when the first iPhone came out. 10 or 11. No, let me think. A little bit after. So maybe I was 12 and I was very late to these things. I don't know where I was exactly, but I remember seeing the new touchscreen and actually hating it. Well, I didn't have it for one, but I just remember thinking, that's not cool. That's stupid.
You know what? When I first was exposed to the first iPhone, I think it was around 2009, 2008, 2009, somewhere there. And then one of my friends came up to me and I had a BlackBerry then from work. Remember the
Blackberry? Yeah, with the ball.
Yeah, with the ball and the buttons. I love the phone. Then it was groundbreaking technology for us. That was amazing. It was pure high-tech stuff for us. And then he came up to me and he says, check this out. I've got the iPhone. And then I'm like, where are the buttons? It was just a screen. And I started playing with it and it was horrible. It didn't feel right. And then he told me, like, you know, get used to it because
this is the future.
This is the future. None of our phones will have buttons down the line. And I'm like, no way, dude. No, you serious? No way. Lo chol yod. Omar li ken tishma.
Yeah.
Lechaver shli kulo Aviv. Mokshiv.
Shout out to Aviv.
Shout out to Aviv. He came out and he told me, listen, Ariel, this lo yaf kaftor be'af telephone. Which sounded to me absolutely ludicrous right now. So like I told you about the robot thing, were you looking at me like funny? 20 years down the line, you'll be talking to someone and say, you know what? You don't know bots now. You'll probably be dating a bot. You'll probably have a girlfriend bot or wife bot.
That hurts.
Maybe you can make, maybe you can make bot kids as well.
Okay.
Bots.
You're funny. You're very funny.
And you'll be speaking to your absolutely total robotic family.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll be saying, guys, did you know that before you guys were around 20 years ago, we discussed this, that one day people will be having a relationship with a bot. Yeah.
Okay? Or maybe I'll find someone with like such bad anxiety that our kids will be robotic.
That's also an option. Okay. As another interesting fact, did you know that Walt Disney, okay, sure, we came and call it Disney,
was an anti-Semite?
Was an anti-Semite. Is that true? Is that true?
I'm not trying to slander the company Disney. Disney is a company is different, but it's well known that Walt Disney did not like Jews.
Okay, so then there goes my Disney Plus's subscription.
Well, I mean, now that I think of things are fine with the company and stuff, but
I don't know. They've always been on the woke side.
If you look, so that's very ironic, but if you look at old Disney movies, traditionally, the villain or the bad character would often have a Yiddish accent. Yeah, I'll go back and look at some of the old Disney films from the very
that first. That sounds like a Borat thing.
No, it's very true. It sounds Borat-esque.
Yeah. But, Borat just puts on a Hebrew accent. Shalom, I'm from Kazakhstan. And people buy that all over the world.
No. This was a real thing back in the day.
Okay, as Walt Disney, another interesting fact about him, besides that Josh mentioned he was an anti-Semite, was that okay, is that he was a shy introvert who didn't like spending time with people.
Yep.
So it wasn't just Jews.
He didn't like anyone.
He didn't like anyone. Okay. And another interesting fact about Walt Disney is that he froze himself. Do you know that?
No, he didn't. I think that was a myth. It's an urban legend. Is it a myth? I think it's an urban legend. I don't think he's frozen.
We have to Google that. I'm sorry. But we have to Google this now. Okay. And unfortunately, our listeners are going to be like, is this a fact?
We're checking it right now.
Is Walt Disney frozen?
There's no way he's frozen.
Okay, so this is an urban legend, like you're saying. But in this episode of Debunked, which is some kind
to
of...
Debunk is the la-ro-t.
Debunk is כאילו להגיע לאמת.
להראות את האמת.
להגיע לאמת מהשורש. The root of the truth.
או להראות שזה לא נכון.
אוקיי. אז בעצם הסיפור הולך שהוא הקפיא את עצמו. Cryogenically frozen, which I don't know.
Cryogenic,
I don't even know what that means.
זה בעצם, זה מידע של השימוש של really low temperatures for like things from health all the way to preservation.
Okay.
אז בעצם like יש cryogenic therapy שאנשים נכנסים בחדר ממש קר וזה כזה טוב לגוף, כנראה לברדים, לא יודע, לשרירים.
Okay. אז מה שאומרים שהוא בעצם הסיפור הולך שהוא הקפיא את עצמו, הוא נמצא בדיזנלנד מתחת ל-ride of the Pirates of the Caribbean, beneath the ride, מתחת, אם אתם הולכים לדיזנלנד ואתם הולכים ל-Pirates of the Caribbean, יש שם ride כזה, שאתם יכולים לעלות על העונייה הזאת, ואתם יכולים לדעת שבעצם וולט דיזני, מה שאומרים, שהוא בעצם הגוף שלו שם מתחת ל-ride עצמו, שם הוא קפוא.
But he's not.
So according to here, It's just I can't get to the truth. There's too many articles about
it. He's dead.
But even if he, even if it is true,
yeah,
the chances of science bringing him back is unlikely.
He's still probably dead.
Dead
as dead can be.
Okay. Now let's talk about one more fact that we had before, which is pretty interesting. Warren Buffett.
Who's Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett is a famous financier. אוקיי, איש שמתעסק כספים, איש פיננסי. הוא בעצם אחד מהאנשים, היה בן המחיר עשיר בעולם, ואחד מהאנשים עשירים בעולם.
He was one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah, he was, and he still is. But הוא חי באותו בית שהוא קנה לפני 60 שנה.
Well, the same, that sounds like my dad.
And he drives like a very average car, and he lives in an upper class in neighborhood, באזור שהוא נחשב... לא שכונה הכי יקרה, אבל שכונה טובה.
כן.
Okay, אבל לא שכונה הכי יקרה.
כן, he's modest.
He's modest, he lives a modest life. He's got a same house, he's lived in for 60 years, or the same car, a very old car, not the same car, but a very old car. And he basically, he said once that, you know, the average income, the average household income in his area, basically turned it into an upper middle class area because he swayed the graph extremely. You understand
really?
That? Because if they check the average household income
yeah.
שזה אומר מה הכנסות הממוצעות באזור. ווארן באפט פתאום, סתם לדוגמה, הוא לא גר באזור הכי יקר בישראל. ניקח דוגמה, הוא גר באזור רננה, אוקיי, נתן דוגמה, ופתאום כפר סבא, או אזור רגיל באזור השרון, ולא באזור מרכז, תל אביב, הרצליה פיתוח, כפר שמריהו, או לא באזורים המאוד יקרים.
Yeah.
ופתאום בודקים את הכנסה ממוצעת, לדוגמה ברננה. Mm-hmm. אז בגלל שיש בן אדם שהשווי שלו הוא במיליארדי דולרים, פתאום ה-household income באזור הוא קופץ משמעותית יותר גבוה, שזה סטייה מאוד מאוד רצינית.
אולי את הארנונה.
So it was he changed the stats right in that area. Okay, so that's another interesting fact. Okay, so Apple, I see Josh has got a nice fact. You want to talk about it? Apple with the tablets?
Yeah, so I actually remember this. Apple wasn't the first company to bring tablets to the market or to make...
To invent it or to bring it to the market?
You're right. So let me rephrase that. Apple wasn't the first company to bring tablets to the market. There were other companies...
Who brought tablets to the market.
Yeah, who did bring tablets to the market. And I think I remember when I was younger playing on some toys that were like, you know, these cheap knockoffs for Game Boys or something with a... really primitive touch technology, touchscreen technology. I do remember some things. Maybe it was, I think it was first exhibited at McDonald's and places like that, restaurants with some, like Happy Menus and stuff, I think, or something. I don't recall, but I remember seeing touchscreens before and they were like really primitive and unresponsive. And I thought it was stupid. But I was like, I didn't even think of it as like a touch screen. I thought maybe there was buttons underneath the screen, you know.
I saw the actual, I saw it live, the Apple event, with the iPad. The first iPad was unveiled.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real, I remember being like really, really impressed. Like I was like, wow, this is like he's planning. Steve Jobs' plan was basically to remove laptops from our life. As much as possible. Apple are still far away from that. Okay, even though they got an iPad today, which can do a lot of things that a Mac can do, and they got a little keyboard for it and everything, it still hasn't got rid of the laptop per se. But Steve Jobs' view was basically, okay, this is our first generation iPad, and we are planning this should replace laptops down the line. They didn't, you know, Steve Jobs was, in my opinion, a big, big, big loss to that company. He was the main innovator.
Yeah.
And innovation is everything, right? The idea, the concept, the vision to execute is everything for an organization. Okay, yeah. So that's changed. Okay, so we've had a couple, we've discussed a few interesting people. There's a lot of more interesting people to discuss, like that we haven't talked about, like Bill Gates.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk in detail. We talked a bit of Elon Musk about the bot, which was nice. It was a fun fun podcast today.
Yeah.
I hope we innovated. Chidashnu kama dvarim.
Can.
We had a few interesting facts. I spoke a lot.
Yeah, you did. I was going to think that maybe we should sum up, we can not sum it up, but end off the this podcast with just some review on some past tense verbs. We can just read through the verb.
Let's do it.
And then try to see what the past tense version is.
Okay.
So the first word we have is to get, so likabel, right? So, mm-hmm. Or to understand, too. I get it, right? Ani mevin et ze. If I wanted to say hivanti et ze, like be'avar, I got it.
I got it. I got it.
What's the next word, Ariel?
Give. Latet.
Latet. So do we add a D at the end of it? Gived?
No. Because you'd say dofen.
You'd say dofen. So how do we say it in past tense?
Gave.
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 Can you give me a sentence with gave?
I gave my child a hug this morning.
Yafa. Natati.
Natati la yelad shli chibuk. Okay, to make it more correct.
The next word we have is pull. What is to pull?
Limshoch.
Limshoch. It's the opposite of to push, lidchof. To pull, be'avar, we would add an ed. So we say, he pulled. I pulled the cuckoo out of my hair.
Okay. So that is the pull is just, it's a normal one. It's just an ed pulled. Teach.
Teach. So how do we say this in the past tense?
I taught. Taught. You want to pronounce it right?
I taught.
I taught.
T-A-U-G-H-T.
T-A-U-G-H-T. I taught. Anili mariti.
Okay.
Let's go through them quickly. Put. Lasim.
Put. Put is put.
Put is put.
I put it down yesterday. I put it down today. I just put it down, right?
Yeah. So put nisha put. Tamid.
Okay.
Meet.
Lipagesh. Eich kotvim et ze?
M-E-E-T. Double E.
Now, I have a way of explaining this, right? Okay. Because we have meat like basar. M-E-A-T.
Nachon.
So we have two ways of understanding this, right? E-A-T is a le'echot, to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if we put an M at the end of it, it's meat, basar. Az anachu uchlim basar, E-A-T, E-A-T. Second, meat, M-E-S-T-E, is a lipagesh. Now, when you meet someone, okay. M-E-E-T, lipagesh oto, you make ein kesher. Kmo shtei e, shtei einayim, mistaklim.
Okay.
As if you see the two e's, kmo ata pogesh otam, ki ata mistakel amila zo einayim shelo.
Amazing.
Shtei e, shtei einayim,
mistakesh. After the tip, yafe meod. As meet, bazman ove, ze shtei einayim, double e. Okay, ki ata beetzem roe et ben adam.
Ken.
As bemivkash, ze tip mamash magniv. Bazman ove, you meet someone, ata pogesh mishu, ze double e, ki tachshavu shtei einayim, ata roe et mishu bainayim. ואם אתה פגשת אותו כבר,
you met him.
You met him.
M-E-T.
M-E-T. You drop one E.
Yes.
I met them. No longer two eyes making contact. Take one E off. Yep. After the tip is a super magniv.
Yeah.
All right. So that was nice.
Yeah.
To sum up. Thanks for that. That was cool.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
We'll see you again next week. Yeah. מקווה שנהנתם היום. תשלחו לנו כמה טיפים, דברים, אינפוטים.
כן, מה שאתם רוצים.
תבואו לבקר. You guys are welcome to join us live with some info. If you want to join our podcast as well, you have same to add. Regarding grammar, דגדוג, להצטרף, להגיד לנו שלום. Reach us out on בוואטסאפ או באימייל או דרך האתר שלנו, שפות שלי, .co.il, מספר או בפלאפון 053-550-550. 1976 or drop us an email.
Yeah.
info@safotchili.co.io.
Bye bye.